Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish State of Israel is calling on the world to allow the Kurds to have their own independent state. That's the headline. In one moment, Winky Madad joins me at this broadcast table to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I don't quite understand why the Israelis are so in favor of an independent state called Kurdistan, made up of the Kurdish people. What's the information we need to know?
First of all, let's go back about 100 years. The current state of Iraq actually was called Mesopotamia. And the state of Iraq was basically created artificially by the British after World War I. And they joined together these three groups, which really don't fit very well together. The Shiites and the Sunnis, the Muslims, of course, are fighting tooth and nail today and blowing themselves, each one of them, up in each other's mosques. The Kurds are actually the natural historic group that has been in Iraq since the times of Babylon. And if I mention Babylon, then Babylon and the Jewish people go back about 2,000 years. And actually, Jews and the Kurds, in one form or another, have been living together for about 2,000 years and have established coexistence and understanding in that period and in that area of this world. And so we're very naturally familiar with each other, have working relationships. All throughout the 60s and 70s, Israel assisted the Kurds in order to gain their freedom. This is a very long relationship, both historically and strategically, in terms of against a radical Arab regime, both in Iraq and other places that are anti-Israel. The Kurds are our natural allies.
Winky Madad with the explanation of why Israel seems to be the only nation calling for the Kurdish state of Kurdistan. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Kurds, in the top third of modern-day Iraq, have long wanted their own independent state in this oil-rich region of the Middle East. Not one of the other Middle Eastern nations, except Israel, want the Kurds to have their own nation. In fact, Turkey, Iran, Syria, and Iraq say that they are willing to go to war to stop the Kurds from forming the nation of Kurdistan. Modern-day Kurds are the biblical Medes of the Medo-Persian Empire, the Gentile power who allowed the Jews to return to Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity. That's Ezra chapters 1 to 6. Speaking of the Babylonians, that's modern-day Iraq, the ancient Jewish prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 51:11 says that God will raise up the Medes, the Kurds of today, to destroy Babylon in the last days. And that's Revelation chapter 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...